communiqué du service de santé des armées. Monsieur Yasser Arafat, président de l'autorité palestinienne, est décédé à l'hôpital d'instruction des armées Percy à Clamart le 11 novembre 2004 à 3h30.
This is Kol Israel, the voice of Israel, broadcasting from Jerusalem. In the headlines, Palestinian Authority leader Yasser Arafat has died at the age of 75. Officials at the French military hospital confirm the time of death as 3:30 a.m. or 2:30 GMT. Palestinian officials travel to Cairo today to plan the funeral ceremony. Heads of state from around the world will attend the service at an airport near Cairo. Arafat's body will then be transferred to Ramallah for burial. In other news, efforts are underway to evacuate some 40 Israelis from the war-torn Ivory Coast, and overseas, U.S. President Bush appoints the first ever Hispanic American to his cabinet. The weather outlook, warmer. Good morning, Bokel Tov, 6:30 a.m. in Israel, 4:30 hours UTC, on this Thursday, the 11th of November. This is Idel Ross with the news. Palestinian Authority Chairman Yasser Arafat has died at the Percy Military Hospital outside of Paris at the age of 75. The hospital confirmed his death at 3:30 a.m. local time or 2:30 GMT. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saeb Erekat made the announcement a short time ago in Ramallah. He spoke afterwards to CNN.
He will be buried temporarily in Ramallah, and I say temporarily because the final resting place will be in East Jerusalem. One day we will have our own independent state, and with East Jerusalem as its capital. And this is the plan. This is what was agreed with the leadership meetings yesterday. Well, President Arafat's legacy will be, he's the one who kept the Palestinian national identity from extinction. He gathered the Palestinian people, he united them, and he kept the national identity alive. And at the same time, his legacy will be that he initiated the peace of the brave. He is the one who began the peace process. He's the one who began the two-state solution. And I think that will be his major legacy. It's very painful and heartbreaking that President Arafat is dead, and the Israeli occupation of our land has not finished yet.
Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saeb Erekat. There has been no reaction from Israeli authorities thus far. Meanwhile, the Palestinian leadership continues arrangements for the expected funeral and burial. Palestinian Foreign Minister Nabil Shaad, National Security Advisor Jabil Rajoub, and three other Palestinian officials are expected to travel to Egypt today to plan the funeral ceremony that will take place near the Cairo airport. The delegation have announced that a number of Arab dignitaries will attend the ceremony, including the King of Jordan and the presidents of Yemen, Algeria, South Africa, Brazil, and of course Egypt. U.S. President George W. Bush says a new Palestinian leadership would improve chances for peace in the Middle East. Speaking to reporters at the White House, Bush said there will be an opening for peace when a new Palestinian leadership is in place. He said that when that happens, the United States will be more than willing to help build the institutions for a free society to emerge so that the Palestinians can have their own state. Bush said the vision is two states, a Palestinian state, and Israel living side by side in peace. He said there is a chance to do this, and he looks forward to being involved in that process. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department says Israel is obligated to implement the disengagement plan even after the death of Palestinian Authority Chairman Arafat. U.S. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said the disengagement plan must be carried out even if there is a resumption of bilateral negotiations between Israel and a new Palestinian leadership. The weather outlook, continued warm temperatures forecast for today: Jerusalem 24, Tel Aviv 27, Haifa 26, Tzfat 23. Tiberias 29, Beersheba 30, and an Eilat going up to 32 degrees Celsius. Once again, a look at the news headlines. Palestinian Authority leader Yasser Arafat has died of an unknown disease at the age of 75. Officials at the French military hospital confirmed the time of death as 3:30 a.m. or 2:30 GMT. Palestinian officials traveled to Cairo today to plan the funeral ceremony. Heads of state from around the world will attend the service at an airport near Cairo. Arafat's body will then be buried in Ramallah. Efforts are underway to evacuate some 40 Israelis from the war-torn Ivory Coast and overseas. U.S. President Bush appoints his first ever Hispanic American to his cabinet.
Avec notre âme, avec notre sang, nous te vengerons, Yasser Arafat. Voilà ce que scandent les jeunes du Fatah. Ils manifestent autour de la Moukata avec drapeau, kéfié et portrait du Raïs. Ils sont persuadés qu'il a été empoisonné. Mais d'autres restent adossés au mur, abattus des larmes aux yeux. Ils sont filmés par des centaines de journalistes, car toutes les terrasses qui entourent la Moukata sont occupées par des studios improvisés, tentes et antennes satellites déployées. En face même du QG de Yasser Arafat, on monte à la hâte des estrades. On reçoit les responsables politiques pour des interviews en direct. Un peu à l'écart de cette agitation, Nadia est bouleversée. Elle a vécu si près de Yasser Arafat.
La dizaine de jours qui a précédé son décès, pour nous, son départ de ce qui a été une prison pendant 3 années, une prison qu'on a vécue parce que, étant ses voisins et vivant à une centaine de mètres de lui, son départ de cette prison pour aller à l'hôpital, je sais pas, mais ces quelques jours, c'était comme si c'était un résumé de toute la tragédie du peuple palestinien. C'est un instant douloureux, c'est un instant solennel en même temps, parce que nous savons que c'est toute une page de l'histoire des Palestiniens qui se tournent. Pour l'instant, on n'arrive pas à penser à l'avenir, mais on espère quand même que l'avenir nous offrira des jours meilleurs.
Les déclarations des diverses personnalités de l'OLP qui défilent devant la Moukata sont évidemment beaucoup plus rassurantes. Et elles prônent l'unité, la paix et l'établissement d'un État palestinien, le rêve d'Arafat. « Nous ne l'oublierons pas », déclarait ce matin Yasser Abed Rabo. Tout cela se passe dans un bruit assourdissant de bulldozers, de tractopelles qui travaillent à l'intérieur de l'enceinte de la Moukata. À part 2 bâtiments encore debout, il ne reste que des ruines, des montagnes de gravats, des carcasses de voitures qu'on évacue par camions entiers. Dans le même temps, on commence à reconstruire. On achemine des dalles, des pierres sur ce chantier incroyable. Le mausolée du Raïs doit être prêt demain. Ramallah, Ivisar, France Info.
Let's look at what some foreign newspapers are saying now. We'll go to Mike Duncan this morning in Jerusalem. Mike, morning.
Yes, good morning from Jerusalem. One life, but in the Arabic and the Hebrew press here today, two very different obituaries in the Palestinian daily Al-Quds. Let's look at that first. A picture of Yasser Arafat, his hand raised in salute, and a huge headline, Palestine bids farewell. And the editor writes, he is a symbol who'll never die. And then there's page after page of tributes from leading Palestinian families, universities and companies. The Arab Bank takes a whole page and it says, we will never see a man like him again. Al-Quds also takes up the controversy over where Mr. Arafat should finally be buried, and it says he wanted to end his days in Jerusalem, and for all Palestinians, that's the only place that he should end his days. The other main Palestinian paper, Al-Ayam, announces 40 days of mourning with shops and schools closed for 3 days, and it has a page of poems dedicated to Yasser Arafat. One of these poems reads, "Do not die yet, you have been steadfast, you have been loyal, do not die now." But the Israeli press, well, for them, Yasser Arafat is not a martyr to be mourned. Ma'ariv has a picture of the coffin leaving Paris, and it expresses outrage at the pomp and ceremony in France. It says, the world forgot that he was a terrorist. The paper quotes the ex-Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu saying, Yasser Arafat was the inventor of international terror. He brought his people and us years of bloodshed. But Ma'ariv's commentator also says, let's now take a deep breath on both sides. Even Palestinians know that when Yasser Arafat died, he gave us the chance to live. Yediot Aharonot, it means the latest news, has the sarcastic headline, "This time it's final." And there's a big picture of Mr. Arafat's grave being dug. And the headline above that, "He's coming back to his compound. This time he'll be deep underground." And this Israeli paper also carries pictures of Israeli settlers in the Gaza Strip dancing at news of the death and handing out balloons and sweets. Let's end, though, with a cartoon from one of the Palestinian papers. It shows the familiar figure of Mr. Arafat in his headdress in one sketch, and next to it, the figure of Mr. Arafat there still, but the headdress, the figure of Mr. Arafat is gone, but the black and white headdress is still there, and that headdress is in the shape of the state of Palestine. So that's what the papers have to say about the end of Yasser Arafat here in Jerusalem today on both sides of the divide.
Mike Duncan in Jerusalem, thanks very much. It's 11 minutes to 7. This morning's main headline is about Yasser Arafat's funeral. The military funeral is going to take place in Cairo this morning before his coffin is flown to Ramallah for burial. You're listening to Today on Radio 4 with John Humphreys and James Naughty. It's 7 o'clock on Friday, the 12th of November. Government figures from around the world have gathered in Cairo for the funeral of Yasser Arafat. Tony Blair is in Washington, where he'll urge President Bush to revive the effort to bring peace to the Middle East. American and Iraqi government forces in Fallujah are facing stiff resistance as they try to capture the parts of the city still in the hands of insurgents. Today's newsreader, Vaughan Savage.
Heads of state and other foreign dignitaries have gathered in Cairo for the funeral of Yasser Arafat. His coffin arrived in Egypt last night from France, where the Palestinian leader died. The public will be excluded from the funeral, which will take place in the mosque at an army officers' club. Britain will be represented by the Foreign Secretary, Jack Straw. No member of the Israeli government will be there. The body will later be taken for burial in the West Bank town of Ramallah, where Yasser Arafat spent his final years. Our correspondent Peter Biles reports from Cairo.
This will be a military funeral for Yasser Arafat. Later this morning, in the city where he was born, his body will be brought to the Gala Officers Club close to Cairo International Airport. The funeral will not be open to the public, but at least a dozen heads of state will be here, including the leaders of Jordan, Lebanon and Tunisia, the countries where Mr. Arafat spent many years during his long struggle for Palestinian independence. In conditions of tight security imposed by the Egyptian authorities, the funeral service is expected to be a short ceremony. Late last night, Mr. Arafat's widow, Suha, and senior Palestinian officials accompanied his coffin on board a French aircraft from Paris. They were met by an Egyptian guard of honor who afforded Yasser Arafat some of the dignity which had eluded him during the last years of his life.
It's a long time since the Arab world has seen quite such a gathering of leaders. They've flown to Cairo for the funeral of Yasser Arafat, which will happen in a couple of hours from now. And there'll be one thought in the minds of most as they pay their respects to Mr. Arafat. Who will replace him, and will he be able to achieve what Arafat failed to achieve in his lifetime, a truly independent state of Palestine? One leading contender is Arafat's former Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, popularly known as Abu Mazen, who's been elected as chairman of the PLO. Another is the former Gaza security chief, Mohammed Dahlan. Our correspondent in Ramallah, James Reynolds, spoke to him. He asked him whether the death of Mr. Arafat would change the course of the conflict in the Middle East, given that the United States and Israel had seen him as an obstacle to peace.
If they will use this as an excuse, it might be some change in the future. But I think that the fatal mistake have taken by the Israelis and the Americans was making Arafat irrelevant in the past.
Mr. Dahlan, you're from the next generation, the young generation. But so far, the torch of Yasser Arafat has been passed to the same generation. Would you like more power?
No, I'm not looking for power. We have enough power, and we want to use this power for our future and for the benefit of our people.
You say that, but when I speak to ordinary Palestinians, they believe very, very strongly, and you must know this, that you see yourself as a future Palestinian leader.
Therefore, I was today and the last 10 days behind the Palestinian leadership, helping them. I do all my best to give the power and full support for Abu Mazen and for the speaker to go forward respecting the law, implementing the law without breaking or the power struggle or all these things that we heard about long time ago.
Would you like to be the leader?
I'm part of the Palestinian leadership, and it's enough. It's more than enough for me.
For the time being, you say you have enough power, but surely in the future, you and your generation want more power.
No, no, we are not looking for power. We want to be part of the authority, part of our leadership, either from for Fatah and authority and PLO. And this is our right. And because, you know, we are a generation who participate in the first intifada, second intifada, and also in the peace process. Fatah people, Fatah movement sustain the peace process, and we help the authority to be strong enough to continue for the peace process. Now, I think Abu Mazen and even Abu Ala, all our leadership now, they have big chance now to be the bridge between the past and the future.
There is right now a collective leadership because everyone says that no single person can replace Yasser Arafat. Let's say that George Bush or Ariel Sharon wants to re-engage with the Palestinians and they want to make one single phone call. Who do they call?
Now, I think for the PLO, they should call Abu Mazen. For the authority, they should call Rouhi Fattouh.
Just one call. Who do they call?
Abu Mazen.
So he's the new Palestinian leader?
Yeah, he is our leadership now. And today, the executive committee have elected him, and he's now replacing President Arafat.
So he's the person the outside world should deal with from now on?
I think so.
That was Mohammed Dahlan talking to James Reynolds. Well, what's happening in Cairo this morning is being described not as a state funeral, but a military funeral. Our correspondent Peter Ball spoke to Jibril Rajoub, who was the national security advisor to President Arafat, to Yasser Arafat, about that.
First of all, we look to the dimension of this funeral as a clear message to the whole international community that Egypt is committed to Arafat's vision. The state funeral for sure will be the right of the Palestinian people to do it on the territories of Palestine in the Muqata'a where Yasser Arafat during the last 3 years suffered for his dedication to the Palestinian cause and to the Palestinian people. This honor is only the right of the Palestinian people, the right of the disciples of President Arafat.
How much of a void is going to be left for Palestinians as a result of the death of Yasser Arafat?
Yasser Arafat disappeared in the wrong time, in the wrong place, but we are fatalists, and this was the God's will. We should and we will follow up Yasser Arafat's way. This is the condolence that the Palestinian people have. As long as we do believe in God, the moment of a truth will come.
How important is it now that calm is maintained in the Palestinian territories?
What do you mean by calm?
Preventing unrest.
Listen, if you want to talk about internal issues, I think that all the Palestinian political leaders should recharge their mental batteries, reconsider their national personal agendas, and open a new page. If you want to talk about the Israelis, the ball is in their court. If they want security, the only way is to make peace.
Well, on the line now is Peter Biles. Peter, Abu Mazen is the man. This is what we were told a moment ago. Is that the case as far as you see it?
Well, the importance of the two men that we've just heard from, Mohammed Dahlan and Jibril Rajoub, is that they are both insiders. They both have a track record of having stood up to Yasser Arafat on security issues in the past, and they are certainly names to watch in the future as a new generation emerges. But for the time being, the message from the Palestinians has been of a need for national unity. And in the short term, as James Reynolds said, we are seeing this collective leadership with Mahmoud Abbas heading up the PLO, Ahmed Kareya maintaining his position as Prime Minister of the Palestinian Authority, but significantly also taking on security responsibilities. And the Speaker of Parliament, Rouhi Fattouh, is the new head of the PA. So there is a collective leadership, and that transition has been underway for some time. As for the Israelis, they'll be looking for a more moderate leadership, signs of a more moderate Palestinian leadership, one that can stop the violence. But I don't think there's any doubt that on either side, everyone sees this now as an opportunity to revive the peace process.
There has to be an election, ultimately.
There will be. The Speaker of Parliament is taking over in a caretaker capacity for 60 days, after which there should be elections. But I think there's certainly an expectation at this stage that Mahmoud Abbas, who was Yasser Arafat's deputy and is now taking charge of PLO affairs, will maintain a significant position in the future Palestinian leadership for the foreseeable future.
Do you expect things to be quiet today?
Well, here in Cairo, this military funeral is going to be getting underway in a couple of hours' time. It's going to be held at an officers' club in Heliopolis on the northeastern outskirts of the city, and it won't be open to the public. There's a very heavy Egyptian security presence here, police lining the streets, and of course more than a dozen heads of state, mainly from the Middle East and Africa, are here. It'll be a fairly short ceremony. No trouble is expected, and very quickly after that, Yasser Arafat's body will be taken by Egyptian helicopter back to Ramallah in the West Bank for burial.
Peter, thank you.
The funeral of the Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is taking place in Cairo this morning. Heads of state and dozens of other foreign dignitaries have gathered for the service. Mr. Arafat's coffin will later be taken to the West Bank for burial. From Cairo, our World Affairs correspondent Peter Biles reports.
Here in the city where Yasser Arafat was born, his funeral will be held at the Gala Military Officers Club in the Heliopolis district, close to Cairo Airport. The service will not be open to the public, but at least a dozen heads of state will be attending, including the leaders of Jordan, Lebanon and Tunisia, the countries where Mr. Arafat spent many years during his long struggle for Palestinian independence. The Egyptian authorities have imposed tight security. Thousands of police are lining the streets. The funeral service is expected to be short. Late last night, Mr. Arafat's widow Suha and senior Palestinian officials accompanied his coffin on board a French aircraft from Paris. They were met by an Egyptian guard of honor who afforded Yasser Arafat some of the dignity which had eluded him during the last years of his life while confined to his compound in Ramallah.
After the funeral, Mr. Arafat's body will be flown by helicopter to Ramallah for burial in his former compound.